Good morning. Welcome to today's Daily Insights. This is day two of our episodes, What Does It Take to Grow? On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny. Yesterday, we saw that it is God's will for us to grow in all things. We defined spiritual maturity from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, and said it is being like Christ. Today, we look at facts about spiritual maturity, truths of us Christians being like Christ. Fact number one, spiritual maturity doesn't happen automatically. Did you know you can be a Christian and you can never grow spiritually? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 and 13, we read, "You have been Christians a long time now, and you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things a beginner must learn about the scriptures. You are like babies who drink only milk and cannot eat solid food. And a person who is living on milk isn't very far along in the Christian life and doesn't know much about doing what is right. Spiritual maturity is not automatic. It takes time. It takes effort. Fact number two. Spiritual maturity doesn't happen quickly. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, "Continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ." That indicates a process. It takes time. It's not instantaneous. The word "grow" from the dictionary means become larger or greater over a period of time. Increase. Our theme verse, 2 Peter 3:18, "Continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ." Anybody remembers in 9th grade algebra, the formula of distance? R times T equals D. Rate times time equals distance. That formula means that if I'm going 5 miles per hour, it will take me 1,000 hours to cover 5,000 miles. That formula also means if I'm going 50 miles per hour, it will take me 100 hours to cover 5,000 miles. That formula could also mean that if I'm going 500 miles per hour, it will take me 10 hours to cover 5,000 miles. There are some Christians that have known Christ for 50 years or have known Christ for many, many years, but by now, they should be mature Christians, right? But they're out there poking along at 1 mile per hour. Or some of them have stalled out, not going anywhere, just sitting there, well, causing a traffic jam behind them. In our theme verse, 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen." There is no shortcut to spiritual growth. There is no instant pill I could give you that today you could take and tomorrow you're going to be spiritually mature. We cannot microwave our spiritual journey. It takes time. It takes an intentional pursuit. It won't come automatically or quickly. People try a lot of shortcuts. People look at an emotional experience and say, "If I just get this certain experience, then all my problems will be solved and I will be a mature Christian." Other people say, "If I just go to this seminar, or if I just read this book, or if I just happen to get this tape, or to watch that movie, or to listen to that preacher." Other people say, "If I just keep a certain set of rules, then I could be all God wants me to be." But the Bible says no. It is a continual process. You have to learn to be mature, but there are some skills that you can learn that will help you grow. Fact number three, spiritual maturity won't happen without discipline. Our theme verse for that fact will be from 1 Timothy 4 verse 7. "Take the time and the trouble to keep yourself spiritually fit." Is spiritual fitness something you do? Is physical fitness automatic? No. Neither is spiritual fitness. It takes time and trouble. just like to be physically fit, you've got to exercise, develop some basic habits. That's true in the same for a spiritual maturity, for a Christian life. The Bible says, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. That's the New American Standard Version of the same verse, 1 Timothy 4:7. It takes discipline. When you talk about discipline, you need to talk about discipleship, because the two go together, discipline and discipleship. And there are six truths I want you to understand as an overview of where we are going. Truth number one, the Bible teaches that mature believers are called disciples. That's the term the Bible uses for a mature believer, a disciple. The Bible teaches that I cannot be a disciple without being disciplined. In fact, the two words go together, disciple and discipline. Truth number three, the Bible also teaches that the more disciplined I become, the more God can use me. Truth number four, the mark of a disciple is cross-bearing. Luke 14 verse 27, Jesus said, anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. God wants us to bear our cross. And we are going to explain what this is. Truth number five, how often am I to do this? The Bible says daily. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's what we are going to talk about. What does it mean in a practical sense to bear our cross? What is involved in cross bearing? Stated upfront, whatever it takes to give Christ first place in your life. These are the three basic facts and six truths about spiritual maturity. On behalf of Pastor Lucy Painter Daily Insights, this is Jane Lenny taking you through what does it take to grow episodes. Today is our day two of our episodes. Tomorrow, we explain habits number one in the 10 habits of maturing Christians. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.